In Egypt, a presidential election at the end of this month. Not a lot of news coverage about that, maybe because most people consider the result a foregone conclusion. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is expected to win, hands down. He's the former defense minister who ousted Egypt's Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, last summer. But there is another candidate on the ballot. Ursula Lindsay reports from the campaign trail in Egypt's Delta.
It's a weekday afternoon, and Hamdine Sabahi, the other candidate for Egypt's presidency, has just arrived. He's speaking to a room of about 1,000 supporters in the northern town of Zegazig. 2 points in Sabahi's speech get the biggest applause. One is when he says, "The day is coming when all those imprisoned for peacefully expressing their opinion will be free." And he names several local young men who are in prison. Sabahi has promised to amend a law that restricts the right to protest and that has sent thousands to jail. Sabahi, a leftist, was a critic of the Mubarak regime and was himself arrested many times. The other time the crowd roars is when he declares, "The Egyptian army is not above us, above the people. The army protects and serves the people. It doesn't rule." Sabahi supported the uprising against Mubarak in 2011, and then the revolt against the next president, the Islamist Mohamed Morsi. Sabahi also backed the army's intervention to remove Morsi in the summer of 2013, and he backed the crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood that followed. Mohamed Heba is with the Sabahi campaign. He says Sabahi and his supporters respect the army. But the way Sisi has taken personal credit for saving Egypt from the Muslim Brotherhood, and the way he stayed on as defense minister when he was planning to run for president, was wrong and unfair.
Abdel Fattah el-Sisi played a role in bringing down the Brotherhood, but we reject the fact that he was in power during the transition. And then, when it suited him, he took off his uniform and put on a suit and said, "I'm a civilian and I'm running for president."
This isn't the first time Sabahi has run for president. He came in third during the 2012 elections. But this time around, his campaign had trouble gathering the required 20,000 citizen signatures. Mohamed Heba says people were scared to put their names down.
One of the problems we faced is that people would say, "I'll vote for Hamdine Sabahi, but I don't want my name registered." It's fear. The gains we made in the revolution, we've lost them now.
Other candidates from the last election have declined to run this time around. They say their presence would only legitimize an unfair election. So that just leaves Sabahi, running against a candidate who in many ways acts like he's already president-elect. Sisi won't take part in a debate, he doesn't give live interviews, and his public appearances are tightly stage-managed. Yet despite the sense of inevitability, Sabahi's supporters insist that their man has a real chance. "It's not settled," says campaign volunteer Radwa Eldarandari. "Every day, things are turned upside down." For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay, Zegazig, Egypt.